Steps. 1. Make preparations in advance. Should civil instability erupt, especially if you're traveling abroad, you may need to be evacuated. Make an evacuation plan that includes where you can go to be evacuated, usually an embassy or an airport, and where you can go if you are unable to get to that place. Make sure all members of your family know the plan. A. Know the locations of police stations, hospitals, embassies and airports in the area. B. Keep a backpack filled with emergency rations and supplies. Keep a small amount of non-perishable food and some bottled water in a backpack. The total weight should not exceed 10 pounds, so you or a family member can easily carry it. C. Keep an emergency credit card, a small supply of cash, and some traveler's checks with your passport. Make sure you know where your passport and other papers you may need are, and make sure that you can easily get to them. During civil unrest, money can sometimes buy you out of bad situations, a bribe at a roadblock, for example, and will usually be essential to facilitate any evacuation, so it's good to keep an emergency supply, including a little cash, on hand. 2. Know before you go. While riots can happen anywhere, they're most common in places that are experiencing palpable tension or upheaval, where the smallest spark can ignite violence. Before you travel abroad, research conditions in the place you'll be visiting by reading news stories about the area and checking for travel advisories issued by the U.S. Department of State or equivalent agencies. If there is a strong possibility of civil unrest, consider postponing or rerouting your trip. 3. Contact your embassy and notify them of your presence. If you're traveling abroad in an unstable country, call your embassy to register and let them know where you are. 4. Pay attention to what's going on around you, and get out of an area if warned. In the weeks, days, or hours preceding a riot, residents of an area can often tell that something big is about to happen. If you're a traveler and local people, police, or consulate staff warn you of the possibility of impending violence, leave the area as quickly as is safely possible. 5. Avoid large groups of people, especially demonstrations. You need a lot of people to make a mob, so riots are most common in urban areas. The more people you get together in one place, the larger the chance of a riot becomes. Stay away from demonstrations. Peaceful protests can quickly turn violent, and, if the atmosphere is already tense, consider avoiding festivals or other events where people crowd together. Page 17.